Blog Talk Radio.
On. That's one of the things as the men got together on last night that they are determined and they came in realization of that they have to do is continue to press on, continue to press on. And I just declare and decree that we all and you all, no matter what things look like and feel like, that you're going to continue to press on no matter what. God bless you all once again this morning, especially our families and friends all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God. I thank God for for your response and different things, especially on the things that is really educating you in the Bible. I thank God for we able to pull things out to begin to show you, extract the word. That's what I call it, extracting the word. I'll just show you some things in the Bible for it to be a blessing to you in this day and time. Amen? Because we want to walk into the things of God. We don't want to walk into something that is not of God. Then next thing you know, we are whole. We got consequences and different things that is told to us, and we not for sure where it comes from. Amen. But we thank God for you all. Listen. Listen, today we're going to open up the phone lines today. I want to hear some of you all comments, some of you all input, or some of your questions that you probably have. I want to make sure we hear some of your questions, and I'm going to try to answer that. Amen. I truly believe that if we begin to apply instructions and apply the word of God, and also, my God, submit up under the ones that at least have authority over us in this day and age, I know for sure that we'll be safe. I know for sure through that instruction. Amen. So we thank God for you all once again. It is a blessing. Welcome many of you. If you're a first-time listener to ADM, want to broadcast, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Before we get ready to get on, we're going to bring on our powerful mother, and if they are on, please, I need you all to press 1. Co-host, I need you to press 1 so I can know you're on and we can be able to beep you in. Amen. And we just thank God once again. God is good all the time. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you this morning, giving you honor, in the name of Jesus, and giving you honor, Apostle, and each and every one of you. Father God, we just thank you. We have to give you thanks, God, for all things. We give you a thanks just for another day, God, that we are still here, God, calling on the name of Jesus, God. God, I pray, God, you know, we're going to say this day, God, that we're about to encourage the ones, God, that have lost loved ones. I pray, God, continue to strengthen. We're about to encourage our men, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know the most, son, let them know the most, whatever's going on, huh? And your life and work, you can buy a shot. Oh, but just hold on to Jesus. And be strong in the Lord. And push like never before. So this is just the beginning. It's not over yet. But when it's over, if you're giving you the praises now, God, let us continue to give you the praises. And let us know that you are our provider. You will make a way out of all those trying. No way. You'll make a way out of no way, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in these last and evil days, God. I pray, God, about Sunday, your people just begin to praise you no matter what circumstances about come out about sharing in, and knowing that you will bring them out in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, about say, God, that you have us covered up under the blood of Jesus, and about Sunday this day. We thank you for your salvation, about Sunday, in the name of Jesus, God. We just give you glory this morning, God. We all need to about say, begin to just praise you, God, about Sunday. No matter what, it's not what it looks like, heart of all shining, but let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you're working every situation out in our lives. We thank you for providing for our household, my son, and the most say, God. We thank you this day, God. So this day, Lord, we'll give you the glory and the praise, because all of it due to you in the name of the Father and the precious Holy Ghost this morning. Amen and amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You know, God bless you all. You know, let's take about 30 seconds that we could just go ahead and give God his praise. Amen. Out of habit. Amen. Many of us get up in the morning and we'll just start our day putting things in perspective, planning out how the day and stuff going to go. We don't try to. I know you don't try to forget about just telling the Lord thank you. Just tell the Lord I appreciate you. Amen. So I dare everyone that is listening all over the world, you can just take a few minutes and just say thank you. Some of you, your time zone is in a different part. Over here in American Eastern Standard Time, it is around about 7:40 in the morning, a.m. time. So I dare you, no matter where you at, even if you're in another international or in another country and you already, your day is pretty much about ending, but you thought about it and say, you know what, I got up and I didn't say thank you. I dare we just take this few minutes this morning just to tell God thank you, because at the end of the day, he is the Savior. Amen. He is the one. At the end of the day, my hat goes all to our doctors and our nurses and ones that is working in the hospital, and ones that is doctors that is caring for our people. But at the end of the day, even them have to call on the name of the Lord. At the end of the day, you have to call on the name of the Lord. When it all said and done, we're going to have to call on the name of the Lord. So I dare you just take this few minutes, amen, and let's go ahead and call on the name of the Lord. Just tell him thank you. You don't have to wait to hear our voices or our voice trying to come in connection with yours, amen. Amen. But you probably just never tell God thank you in your house. Thank you in your living room. Thank you on your job. Thank you. Amen. I just want to give them thank you. Amen. We don't want to get too comfortable and make it feel as though that at the end of the day that things are supposed to come to us. Amen. We don't want to get into that. But we just want to say thank you unto the Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I just give him glory. God, we thank you this morning. We magnify you this morning. And we just give you glory. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for life. Thank you for everything that you are doing and keeping us covered, God. Thank you most of all for your wisdom. Thank you for your knowledge and your instructions, that you are keeping us, God, and you are keeping us covered, and you are keeping us into a place to where you've given us, God, life. My God, we just want to take this minute and just say thank you. And we thank you for waking us up, my God, this morning. Amen. And if we took anything for granted as we begin to walk, or took anything for granted, God, as you begin to bless us, God, forgive us for taking things for granted. Forgive us even taking life for granted. Forgive us just taking food that we place on our stove or we eat every day. Forgive us if we even took that for granted, God. We just want to take this moment and take this time and just say thank you. Not only here, but all over the world, we just say thank you for who you are. I just give God the blessing, and we give God the honor. And I'm telling you, saints of God, that little bit there pouring back into the Lord, it go very far. Amen. Let's take a few minutes, and we just have to pour back into our Father. We always, our prayer request, always God to do something. Do this, do that, take care of that, take care of this, take care of that. Amen. We don't want to get all caught up into that, but we just want to tell God thank you. How would you feel that every time someone want to come to you or talk to you, it's all about them want to do something? You want them to do something, or they want you to do something. Do this, do that, go and take care of this and come take care of that. They don't talk to you for any other thing other than they need you to do something. Well, our God has feelings as well. Don't you think that he want to commune with you more than your prayer requests and what you want him to do, what you want him to take care of? Sometimes he just wants you to say thank you. That thank you will go a long ways. I'm telling you, thank you with people will go a long ways. Many of us feel the same way with some loved ones and really relatives and different peoples that is in our life. You know, you probably say, you know, I don't want anything from you. I didn't want you to pay back this or pay back that, but you can at least say thank you. Amen. You can at least show the spirit of gratitude. And that is a very powerful powerful place of worship, that where we need to get in and just tell God, God, I just thank you. I thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Yeah. You didn't have to make a way, but you did. And I just say thank you. Amen. It is a blessing time. God bless you. My God, Evangelist Lanita, God bless you once again. Listen, families and friends, if you want to just jump in and commune this morning, something that we want to, you want to share, or something that transpired, I want you to press one on your phone. You press one on your phone, I'll be able to bring you in. Sometimes, you know, we'll get into the Word of God, and different people, you know, sometimes you get, you're trying to sort things out for you to get a better understanding, you know, and that's fine. You got questions and different things. You can also press one on your phone, because we've really been dropping a lot of information down that trying to get you very, get you educated in, into the Word of God, amen. I'll give you some more information into the Word of God, for it can keep you safe, amen. For it can keep you safe, because we want you to stay safe in the Lord, and I know you will. And especially once you get the proper information, amen. I just was reminded this morning of this preacher. My God, yes, on a Sunday morning, where we shouldn't be doing that, but he really told this congregation that if you do social distancing, if you practice social distance, you are represented as a coward. It was just ridiculous. And if you practice social distancing, social distance from people or from different things, that you are represented as a coward. I just want to let folks know, if you was affected by that information, you believe in that, you was the one who gave an amen, I want to tell you, according to Scripture, according to the Word of God, that is error. Amen. That is error. Even they practice social distancing, especially when people was hit with leprosy and with the plague in the Bible, amen, they even practice that, even practice quarantine. They practice all that, amen. So you got to understand something, that my God, is for your safety. It's not for anything else. It's not saying that you got fear or you fear from the devil, you're scared of people. No, 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 no. We understand the effects that certain things that happen. It's just like this here. Amen. If you got a fire, why you want to keep put your leg or your arm in the fire? You know that if you put part of your body in the fire, that fire will burn. And if the fire is at a certain temperature or a certain height, and if you're too close to the fire, you don't even have to put your hand in the fire. You don't even have to put a part of your body in the fire. If you just so close to the fire, you begin to feel that heat, and the heat begin to be uncomfortable. So at some type of way, even a fire, you can be affected by it, even if you don't even have, my God, even if you don't have no involvement in it. Same thing that is going on, amen. You can be affected by it, even if you don't really have no involvement in it. So you have to practice different things for you to be safe. You got to understand that some things, amen, peoples of God, that it is wisdom. Some things it is common sense. Amen. 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 God bless you, Evangelist. What you have to say pertaining to that?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. To be honest with you, Apostle, like 5-something this morning, I woke up with a grieving spirit, because praying out to God for people to really open their eyes and realize that there is something really going on, and just asking God to increase people's knowledge and their wisdom, and just for them to understand really what's going on. Because you got so many people, as you go through the day, you see so many people doing things that they're not supposed to do because they're giving false information. I had a conversation
yes.
with someone yesterday, and they was like, no, the executive order in Florida doesn't mean that people can't go to church. One of the churches have have the capacity to hold 500 people, and it was only like 20 in there. And I was like, wait a minute. The people that you, the churches that you're attending, they are having 20 and more people, and the person said, yeah, it's okay. They're not talking about the churches. I said, no, but the word of God, and I was able to talk to that person about Romans 13, you know, but a lot of people are lacking knowledge because the preachers are giving them wrong information, and they do feel like, that they're supposed to go in the church because God is upset with us, and this is how we have to show him that, for him to, you know, release us from this bondage. And this is what's being taught, and it's an error. It's an error, and it's really sad because it's people that you talk to every day. It's people that, you know, you really have a care for, and they're not understanding when other people go in one place and there are months, so many people that they're taking the chance. And it's really, it really grieves my spirit. My spirit was so heavy this morning, and I was like, Lord, just help us to find a way for them to understand. Help them to find a way to understand that just all it takes is one time to be amongst somebody, and it can affect everybody. And it's just really sad. It's really sad. I think that as a people, as Christians, we have to make sure that we just keep putting the word of God out to those people that's not understanding. Take time out to sit and show what's written. Take time out to show where the instructions are, because people really, really are not getting this. They're not getting it. They're not understanding because they're under false prophets at this time, false teachers at this time, what the word of God speak about.
Amen, amen. You know, that's why it's very important for we and as people to know. I love independency. I love people, and that's what God loves as well. People, you got to be independent in the word of God. And also, those that is listening, if you need to know what the order is said, that's why I recommend it even on this week for as we fasted information in and out of us, I recommend it take 30 minutes to listen to your news. I understand that it's a lot of drama extra that they put with it, but this is a voice right about now. It's like a voice to tell you what's going on. And there's a lot of saints of God get to the place to where they feel as though, well, this is just too much. We don't need to turn this on no more. Well, if you turn it off, you won't know what has been said or know what has been told to you, and you will go and bleed somebody else. And that is a lot of this what is going on, because we get to the point to where folks get disgusted, and we get disgusted and say, I don't want to hear no more. Keep that turned off. Keep that on. So now you have to rely on somebody else's information. It's just the same thing as a church. If you don't get into the word of God yourself, or if you don't do your necessary research and your necessary studies, you'll begin to rely on somebody else. Scripture declares, lean not to the arms of flesh, you know, because the arms of the flesh is and will and can deceive you. Amen. So at some point, you have to begin to do your own studies and your own research. I'm a thing like this here. I'd rather to hear it from the source's mouth other than trying to hear it from somebody else, because we all have been through that illustration where you give somebody a message and you give that message and pass it all around the room. Before that message get back to you, somehow it don't got twisted up. So we got to understand that we have to deal with the source. Who is the source? Bible is the source. God is the source. Who is the source in this day and time? God is using different media, different things, different areas in government to begin to get message to us and how to stay covered, how to be kept. So we got to make sure we also dealing with the source. You don't want no watered down version, because it's a lot of times people will do things for their own good, even though their word words might say for your good, but at the end of the day, their motives are for their own good. Then also, Evangelist Liz and Mother, we have to understand something. Because somebody have a name as or being ordained in a church or a synagogue or a church or place, ordained as a pastor or ordained as a prophet or ordained as a bishop, and they having some numbers following them, you got to understand something as well. That doesn't mean they was called by God. That doesn't mean
Amen.
That they was called by God. A lot of people understand motivated speaking, inspiration speaking, and you could grow a body of Christ by motivating, by inspiration. Trump, one thing about Trump and President Trump, President 45, one thing about it, he knew that the majority of the population, what buttons to hit and what buttons to trigger. So it wasn't about if this individual was meet the qualification. It was this individual knew how to get the people on his side. He knew how to get majority on his side. He was an artist, you know. It was just an individual that was brilliant to getting folks on his side. Well, it's still same though. It's still the same thing today. Because individuals have music, we got a hue, got a collar. You don't been through an ordination. You don't seen it yourself. That doesn't mean people are called by God. When you see an individual's called by God, number one, you begin to see, my God Almighty, things that is approved by he or she is called by God. You know, people that is called by God, they are not trying to get something from you. They want to get something to you. It's nothing they need to get from you because God is supplying all their needs. Amen? But they want to get something to you. And we got to be careful, my God Almighty, about that, about these different things and where we come in. And most of all, you have to be accountable of your own studying and your own inner word. All we can do is give you a start point. That's all we're doing. You know, I'll give you a scripture, elaborate on it. That's a good start point. You got to finish it. You got to finish it to make sure that everything in the context is correctly. Amen. You cannot go to heaven off of misinformation and say, Lord, well, I believe in so-and-so, and so-and-so post, gave me the wrong information. Well, God says, I told you to study to show yourself. I didn't say them. I didn't say he. I didn't say she. I didn't say your brothers, your cousins, but yourself approve. Amen? Yourself approve. Amen. Let's look at something real quick in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, the 24th verse. Amen. Let's look at some healthy things. You know, in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, the 21st verse, in the NIV version, it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe. It's telling you believe. Believe that you have received it. Now, it's telling you to believe that you have received it. Amen? So, in other words, you go in life with your expectation is being fulfilled. Now, it says believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Amen. First of all, we got to make sure we have some structure in this scripture. And I know this is one of the scriptures that, you know, we got to pray and we're going to believe and it's going to happen. It's going to be ours. And whatever we put, whatever we say, God going to give it. Whatever we say, God going to do it. Scripture also declares, God said, I will supply your every need. Understand that. He said, I will supply your every needs. Amen. It's not about that I can say, well, God, I need $1 million right now, you know, and at the end of the day, I have not learned how to manage $2. I'm going to say that again. I need $1 million right now, but I have not learned how to manage $2. Amen. So what you asking God to give you, it's going to bring more destruction, or it's going to do more destruction to you than it's going to do more good to you. Amen. So we got to have structure here. We got to have structure in our life. And once we begin to apply structure, and first of all, we know what the structure of God through the Word of God. We understand the structures of God through the Word of God. Then once you walk into them guidelines that in life, the level that you are on, you begin to see things begin to unveil to us. Amen. You know you have a problem. Let's look at this. You know you have a problem with money and managing spending money because you wanna spend on foolishness all the time. So why you wanna ask God, God, can you bless me with $30,000? I wanna go and do this here. First of all, the prayer that is really gonna be answered, I believe, is when you ask God, God, I need to be taught how to manage money. I need more discipline how to manage. Amen. It's not about what you want, it's always about what you need. I'm gonna say that again. It's not about what we want, but it's all about what we need. And I truly believe,
amen,
as you begin to call on God this morning to ask God to fulfill these needs, my God, that you need, amen, I truly believe, amen, God going to begin to manifest things to you according to Scripture, amen. And we got to understand something. God is not a God that's going to give us stuff and put us in danger. We have to understand that. He's not going to do that. He's not going to put us at risk and all this kind of stuff here and all that. He's not going to do that. Amen. We got to understand something, that because I want something, that doesn't mean I need it. You know, because what I want doesn't mean I need it. And because you might pray for something and you might pray and say, well, we got to get this removed, doesn't mean that it's going to be removed. A lot of people,
amen,
because we don't dig into the word of God, the very thing that we're rebuking and call the devil, it could be God's hands moving. It could be God's,
yeah,
hand trying to move to bless you. It could be God's hand trying to position you at the head of the class other than at the back of the class. It could be God's hand trying to position you at the top of the table other than now you sitting on the floor. You know, we got to be careful. That's why Scripture declares that through all things we got to see good, see the good in all things, see the blessings in all things, see what God is doing in all things. Because I say this all the time, what the enemy meant for bad, God gonna work it out for your good. Now the,
amen,
question is how we get the good. That's the question. How we get the good, how that Scripture can manifest in our life. It's just not going to manifest because you just said it. It's just not going to manifest because you're sitting on the couch and you're just waiting on something. Amen. You're waiting on something to happen. You're waiting on something to move in your life. Amen. Faith without works, I'm going to say that again, faith without works is dead. It's not you just speaking something, you're believing, you sitting there. The Bible got works there. Highlight works in your mind and understand I need to do something with my faith. I just can't have faith and not do nothing. I need to do something. Now, this is the question. The Bible declares faith without works is dead. This is where interpretation or people ideology comes from, lines up with what types of works, what types of works that I must do for I can show that I have faith. Now, this is where the problem coming in right here. When Scripture declares faith without works is dead, now we feel as though we have to do some works. What is works? Well, we need to go, no, that is not works. You know, that is not works, me going or having everyone come to a church or come to a building and let's go ahead and have a service. That is natural work, spiritual work, amen? That's natural work, because spiritual work, I don't need you to come to a building to have a service. We can get on the phone line doing what we're doing right now and spread the gospel of God. We can get on doing what we're doing right now and pray and intercede in the Holy Ghost. I can begin to type up a message and post it all out throughout the whole world and just share the goodness of God. Amen. Because a building doesn't make us doing the works. Amen. The works is inside of you. The works is every day when you pass by somebody and say, baby, God is good. You keep your head up. You doing the works. Y'all hear me? The works you encouraging your brother and sister. The works is, baby, I know what you saying and I don't know where you got it from, but that is not for me to judge where you got it from. But let me show you this scripture right here, because I don't want your life to perish. The works is not only in a four-wall building. The works is also it's outside of the wall of building. You never seen Jesus confined to a four-wall building. Jesus took this ministry outside of the four-wall building. That was the greatest harvest that it is. The miracles that you've seen it, you ain't seen him in a crusade in a four-wall building or some type of setting. miracle was on that journey. The miracle as he was walking. The miracle as he was going place to place. I remember in the story in the book of the Bible when they sent for Jesus while he was on a boat, and they say, "Listen, Jesus, we got word that your brother has passed. Your brother has died." Amen. And Jesus was like, "Okay, I hear you. I go there, but we ain't gonna go there now." Amen. So Jesus showed up to this home, showed up to the funeral home, showed up to the cemetery, and they looked at him and they say, "Listen, I believe that my brother or your brother will still be alive if you came on time." This is where I get my little hoop at right there. God may not come when you want him, but baby, let me tell you something. Long as you keep your faith in God, long as you keep believing in God, long as you keep walking in truth in God, long as you keep doing what you're supposed to do, my God, he may not come when you want him, but you best to believe he will always be on time. You got to understand that. And what God, what Jesus did, he went there, called forth Lazarus, began to unwoke. One thing that I love that the scripture declares, Jesus said he wasn't worrying about his faith. He wasn't worrying about, "God, you doing it for me or making me a believer. I'm already a believer. I already know that what the power lies inside of me, or what you placed inside of me, or who dwells inside of me is able to do. I already know that." Amen. That's what he said. "I already know that. This is for these people to see your glory to be revealed." Y'all about to hear me. These are for your people to see your glory to be revealed. You got to understand that God is going to manifest and show you who he is. Amen. We don't need to see who. I want to see God through man. Amen. I don't need to see the man, but I need to see the God that is manifesting out of the man. And if it's not the God is manifesting out of the man, I need to probably back off of that man, because 9 out of 10, the man don't got a relationship, or the woman don't have a relationship with who? With God. That little light inside of you, when you walk it in the commune of God and walking in a relationship with God, walking in the truth of God, you best to believe, baby, it's going to shine. You know, it's going to shine out of you. Come on, evangelist, pass it over to you.
Apostle, you said a mouthful. It's really hard to follow you, because you put everything in, you know, in a nutshell, and it's absolutely real. And I just have to piggyback off of you and just be in agreement with you. If you are living and you're doing, and I can't talk about something that I haven't been through. I want to put that out there. I want to say that I've asked for many prayers. I've thrown up many prayers, and many prayers have not came back my way. But when I sat and made a conscious decision that God was going to be the head of my life, I started asking, what is it that I need to do to get closer to you? What is it that I need to do for you to be glorified through me? What is it that I need to do for a great manifestation of the Holy Spirit to shine, to lead, to guide? And when I start reading my word of God and realizing things that I was doing, even though I thought they were right. Why? Because of teaching, because of me not studying thyself approved. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. So I was not in the will of God. So therefore a lot of prayers was not answered. Believe it or not, people may sit and think that I'm crazy, but I threw a prayer out there because of some things that we got going on in our personal life. And I said, "God, I need you to fix it. I need you to do something, because we're not on the same accord. I need my entire family to be on the same accord. We all need to be praying and fasting so we can get a mountain moved." And COVID-19 came up, and it put a delay in there to give us some time to get some things in order, to give us some time to on the same accord. You know, I just, God put a delay in there. My prayer was answered. Why was my prayer answered? Because I'm lining up with God. I'm lining up with his word.
I'm asking the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. And Father, if it's anything that I'm asking you for that you know that I'm not ready for, please don't put it on my plate, because I don't want to be like the Israelites and keep walking around for 40 years. When I get whatever it is that I'm asking you for and you deem me ready, I want to walk right through it so I can get to the next thing that I'm asking for. But we have to line ourselves up in the will of God. We have to sit and ask God, yes, this is my prayer, but if I'm not ready, because God say he's never going to give you more than you can bear. And sometimes we sit and we ask for things and we're not ready, like the apostles say. We're not ready for it. So we have to sit and we have to ask God. We have to allow God. We have to go into, be in his shelter. We have to do that in order to, for you to go into a prosperous position, in order for God to answer the prayers that you, whatever. God examines our hearts, so he knows. But, Apostle, I can go on and on. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Well, I like what you said, because it's bringing us into our next point, and the next point that I definitely want to make, especially as we begin to build this foundation, faith without words, and we begin to build this foundation as, you know, the proper faith. You said something that, you know, you've been asking God and you've been praying, and you and your family have been praying and fasting over a certain situation. In the midst of y'all fasting and praying over a certain situation, COVID-19 came in play and it stopped everything and put everything thing on hold. And while it put things on hold, it helped you all to, gave you some time, giving you some time for you could do a little work to put some things together. Did I quote it that correctly? I just want to make sure that I quoted that correctly, eventually.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I want y'all to see this. This is what I really want y'all to see this. And I'm glad that Evangelist gave a real-life scenario. The faith is, watch this, they begin to operate and apply in faith. How they did that? Well, they understand the problem. They understand their solution. They understand, you know, what they need. It's out of my hands. Amen. It's out of my hands. Sometimes, watch, I want to pause that for a minute. Some of us, we do things and try to say, well, God, I'm going to have faith in some things that we could do. Amen. Some things we could do. Then the Bible declares that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could move what? Mountains. Other words, your faith going to kick in when the impossible shows up. Your faith is going to kick in when things is out of your hands. Y'all about to hear me. Things is begin to trigger. Because I have faith for a car, that doesn't mean I'm applying proper faith. That means you probably need to look at your credit score. That means you probably need to get some more down payment. And first of all, that probably means, or what you probably need to do to make sure that you might get the car, but can you handle the monthly payments? Y'all hear me? Can you handle the monthly payments that as things goes on? So you got to make calculated decision. So as we understand the problem, now I begin to put faith. What is faith with the works? The faith is, watch this, I begin to fast and seek who? God. I begin to put our cares into God. I begin to put the petition on God. I need God to do something to show up regardless of what it is right now. Amen. So now, guess what? We still got work to do. We just don't sit down and cross our leg because a delay came. A delay came. That means God said, I'm going to give y'all some time. Here comes some grace. Get whatever you need to get and do what you want to need to do. Well, can I talk to some of y'all this morning? Many of you don't got prayers already stored up. Many of you already had a petition for God to do something. Some of you, let's talk about it, some of you was asking God, even right now in your situation, God, I need another change of job. God, I need a higher increase. God, I need change in my life. And many of us, you probably look at, you've been furloughed as something bad, you know, something bad. Well, baby, let me tell you, the whole world don't been into a pause, so you can't look at furlough as something bad to where they got the rent man say, hold on, y'all got to hold up. You can't
handle the people because we're in a world crisis. Amen. Now you're in a place to where switching in position finna get ready to happen. Some of you, you probably need, my God, to get on online. Online is still operating for you could get a degree, for you could get a trade or something under your belt, because eventually things gonna go and move forward. And now you will be positioned for you could get ready to have what you want. You best believe that. You got to believe. You listen, some of these companies, I'm going to tell you, my God, because we in the circle. Some of these companies, some of them on one hand is praising God. God, I thank you because I need to lay some folks off. I need to fire some people anyway because I need, my God, I need a change of promise. I need a change of workers to begin to flow in our business anyway. But we didn't have the proper stuff. We didn't have the stuff correctly. I just couldn't let them go just like that. I've been facing a lawsuit. I've been facing this here. But now, guess what happened? There's no lawsuit to be facing because the whole world is in the same position. The last will be first. And y'all about to hear me. In the first will be last. God never told you how he's going to do it. God never told you how he's going to bless you. God never told you how he's going to answer your prayers. God never told you what he's that. This is why we got to be very careful what we rebuke, because what you rebuke or what you trying to push away, God say, listen, I'm trying to use this as a cover up to be a blessing to you. But in the midst of the cover up, you just got to apply certain instructions. You got to apply certain things. You got to take certain precautions, because why? You in a place, in a time to where I don't need the enemy to see you. I need to keep you covered, and don't come behind the wall trying to be ignorant. Amen. You just need to stay covered. Don't try to make yourself relevant in this time. You make yourself relevant behind your walls, seeking the face of God, doing what you're supposed to do, and operating in what you're supposed to operate in. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for. What we do what? Hope for. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for. Because you hope for it, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You better believe that. Because you hope for it doesn't mean it's going to happen. For an assurance about what we do not see. For the assurance of what we do not see. Amen. God is working some things out. You don't need to see it. All you need to know, God is working. God got the case. He already is working. This is why you need to follow instructions. You need to apply wisdom, because baby, your life is going to get ready to get started. The best is yet to come. God is getting ready to answer some prayer. You don't want to be in a number where my people have been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. No, God is want to raise you up. God need to keep you for a time like this. You finna get ready to walk into the greatest, my God, financial income in your life. You just need to take this time. Don't take this time and out on toward your finger and start looking like what I'm going to do. Baby, no. You position yourself. You go ahead and get another trade. Get online. Do what you got to do. Set this up. Set that up. Because after a while, the ones did not need you, they're going to need you now. You about to hear me. What they didn't want to take, they're going to take it now. Y'all about to hear me up in here. My God, the prayers of the righteous avail much. Y'all hear me this morning. The prayers of the righteous avail much. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we live by faith and not by sight. Then eventually we're sharing with her about her situation. She said, listen, I don't know. We don't see it, but all we know we need God to do. Even right now, they can tell you, well, that situation, I don't know what that's going to happen or what that's going to answer or how that's going to overturn, but all I know, we're going to live by faith. How are we going to live by faith? First of all, we got to do something. We can't sit there and say, I got faith and we ain't doing something. Amen? First of all, and second of all, we got to make sure. You see, this is the thing that, folks, you got to have to understand how to fight. You got to fight areas that is knowledgeable. You got to fight areas that you have knowledge in. A lot of people have been just trying to fight stuff that they don't have no no knowledge in. Why I need to try to, why I need to come home and it's something going on with my body and there's something going on inside of me, but I'm in the house and rebuking my body, rebuking symptoms, my one-sided, I'm just saying for instance, I'm just covering with the blood, just saying for illustration. One side of my body is numb, the other side of my body is tingling, then I rebuke and say, devil, you is a liar. I'm not going to the doctor. You are a liar. I command the tingling, I command the stuff to stop. Then next thing you know, you wake up, you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you ain't wake up the same way. Amen. I need somebody who has the education and the knowledge to help me fight in some areas because I don't know everything. Amen. So, my God, in that case, I need to go with the doctor and let the doctor help me to fight. Amen. You fight your natural remedies, and I'm going to fight my spiritual remedies. Y'all better hear me. As you fighting natural, I'm going to be fighting spiritually. You got to know. Listen, if I'm facing something, and I'm facing something great, I'm facing something that is in a legal matter, why in the world I need to go to Cousin Pookie and them down the road, and all they know about the jailhouse law? Amen. I need to go to somebody that has a degree. I need to go to somebody that is educated, that is in that thing. I need to go to somebody for some insight, or somebody could give me some information pertaining to certain things, for I can keep on fighting. Y'all about to hear me. For I can keep on fighting. We got to get out of this $5 man to turn on your cable mentality. We got to get out of this mentality. Amen. And we want God to show up, but yet we still got a bootlegger mentality. Come on, saints, y'all help me out here. Amen. 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 You got to know who to take in a battle, when to take in a battle, and where to take in a battle. Amen. We got to understand that. I remind you of this story, Evangelist. It ain't a story. It's really true. A couple of individuals that I know in the gospel, and me and my wife went to visit them one day at that church, and they was having an awesome service. We remember his the pastor that was preaching, I'm not saying their names, and his wife, amen. Well, his wife had cancer, and his wife been having cancer for a long time. So and the pastor or the husband was telling his wife that you're not going to take chemo, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. We're going to have faith in God that he's going to heal you, because you take chemo, you do all this stuff, it's showing that you have lack of faith. Well, as some time went on, this individual condition got worse. And they still would not take it or listen to the doctor's advice. The doctor kept pleading with them, say, you need to take chemo. You need to do this here so we can help you and save your life. You got to understand, doctors, God can use the doctors to help heal you. Not anybody hear me. God can use whatever he want to use to heal you. He said, I will heal you. Amen. He never told you how he's going to do it. He said, I will heal you. Amen. He said, you will be healed. So you got to understand, there's more than one way that God can heal you. So as time went on, this young lady passed. She's died of cancer. Cancer fully spread and took over her body. Amen. We have to understand what is faith and what is stupidity. Y'all about to hear me up in here. We have to understand that. And I truly believe if that young lady listened to the doctors, listened to the one in that area, had rulership over her in that area of her life, amen, I truly believe she'll still be in here. Some of us are dying from premature death. And no, all this is superstitious talk, well, that probably been her time. No, that wasn't her time. We need to get out of that nonsense, church. That wasn't her time. Yes. But because we are not listening to instructions and do what we're supposed to do for we can live our full time here on earth, guess what? It can't be cut off. It can be cut off. Go ahead, Evangelist, before we get ready to call it a day or call it a night or morning. Amen.
And just piggybacking off of what you said, I guess it's just a day of testimonial for me because I have some issues. But one thing about it, I do know to call on the name of Jesus, and I do ask God to order my footsteps, and my steps are ordered to my doctors. And trust and believe I'm still walking on this earth right now today. I'm out of my deathbed right now today, being up under the orders of the doctors. When I prayed to God and asked him to lift me back up, because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready spiritually, and neither was I ready physically. And when God raised me up, I knew to continue to deal with my doctors, just to continue to stay up under what the doctors are telling me. I put two things together. I put my prayers together, and I know I'm educated enough. I have enough knowledge. I have enough wisdom and understanding to know that the doctors are the ones that's keeping me here, whatever remedies that they have for me. And as I'm doing it, as time go on, things fall off, keep falling off, keep falling off. Why? Because I'm putting my faith. I got my faith in God, but my work is going to the doctor. And so I just want to sit and tell everybody today, do not sit and allow someone to tell you that, God orders our steps. He tells us where we need to go. You can sit if you want to and trust and believe that you're going to get this just like miraculous healing. My healing came through. I got a miraculous healing, but I got a miraculous healing from listening and going to my doctor as God said. God, what he did was he changed my whole team of doctors. That's what he did for me. That's exactly what he did. But I knew to pray. I knew to trust, to believe. I have to believe in the persons that God placed in my life. Do not sit and not let your faith work for you. Do not sit and be ignorant to the fact that things are just going to change. You still have to apply something in it. I don't care if people sit and say, oh, you're an evangelist and you still running to the doctor. Guess what? I have reverence for God. I realize that I have to be obedient to the word of God. I realize that I have to sit and do the right thing for God. Good deeds. Apply myself. Allow him to lead me and guide me. Do not sit. You pray. You fast. And when God leads you, that's where you go. Because that's where your miracle at. That's where your healing at. That's where it's at. Do not be ignorant. Do not sit and listen to people. Listen to God.
Amen. And you really have to. And, you know, a great leader would not get offended. Would not get offended because she said, hey, I have to go to the doctor. Absolutely. I pray for you spiritually. You go see your doctor. Even Jesus had to tell a couple of them and say, listen, you go and examine, you go back to the physician and have the physician to examine you. Who is the physician? The physician was the doctor. It was the individual that diagnosed that individual. Amen. So we got to understand that God plays a lot in the life and God, you know, does in order. Many of us, we got to understand that this fight, we got to understand the fight. The fight, we need to make sure we're fighting with individuals. Amen. Your pastor, if he or she have not gone to school or got a doctor's degree or whatever, you know what I mean? I can tell you things for what the Lord says, but at the end of the day, it's your physician that needs to go. I tell our people, when God give me prophecy that he's healing or whatever, I let them know, as you deal with your physician, as you deal with your doctor, as you go to your doctor, amen, because I am not a doctor, amen, even though what God is showing me, they still need to go by their physician. And I want you to understand something, saints. There's nothing wrong when you listen to the proper authorities for your life. That's not you not having faith. That's all you submitting up on the authorities. And we got to make sure that we are submitting up on authorities and doing what we're supposed to do for we could live our blessed life. I'm telling you right now, we're going to stress it. I'm going to stress it. I don't know how. I'm going to keep stressing it because at the end of the day, it's sad to realize that our African-American communities is dropping. We are passing any other race in this death. And many people say, well, our African-American community got a lot of underlying issues, sugar diabetes and all that. I say, I bet they're different because one thing about our African-American community, they are people that they are strong believers. But at the end of the day, how many of us did not believe in taking this not seriously? How many of us even right now is practicing stuff that is out of order with God? I think people are being perished of a lack of knowledge, and we are not receiving or banned. We got to get out of this rebellious state that we have in our community. Nobody can tell us nothing. I ain't believing nothing. Baby, by the time
by the time it hits your door, it will be too late. By the time it makes you a believer, it will be too late. If things that is going around you and in this world ain't made you a believer yet, I'm sorry, ain't nothing else can. Amen? So we got to understand this. And who cares? Let's get out of this other thing. Who cares? They designed this for the black man. This is the disease. That we are in some education or some information that really doesn't have no relevance around us. Who cares? At the end of the day, regardless of how it came about, it's affecting us. It's an effect in the world. Let's get out of that jumbo conversation and deal with the reality, amen, other different things that is coming down here. Amen. Let's not have itchy ears, as Scripture declares it. Let's not have that, and let's walk in the love and peace. Listen, we're going to get out of here. Please join us tonight at 8 o'clock as our brother's going to get on and share some things to encourage you and be a blessing to you. Amen. Then Friday night, we're going to have our youth. They're going to get on and be able to be in a blessing. Until then, tomorrow morning, we're going to be right back on to wrap this up, the final conclusion of this Now Faith. Amen. We want to make sure we have faith in this proper perspective. This has been ABM, Apostle Tepper, and also Evangelist and our very powerful mother that's been praying and interceding in the Holy Ghost, Mother Jackson. Amen. We want to say bless, peace, and grace unto you. God bless you.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little